gliders are light, engineless aircraft that are towed by a powered plane to a certain height. From there, they use natural updrafts, also called mountain waves, to soar through the sky. That is why their wings are so much longer than an ordinary plane's. Under the right conditions, experienced pilots can reach very high altitudes and stay aloft for hours. On its first flight, Airbus's Pearland 2 reached only 1.5 kilometers, but next year they plan to go a lot higher, to an altitude of 27 kilometers higher than the records set by the U-2 and SR-71 spy planes.
We're not 1,000% sure that a mountain wave will go that high, but all the meteorologists tell us that it does, so we're going to go out and find out.
The goal is to investigate how fast-moving winds blowing at altitudes between 10 and 50 kilometers influence the Earth's climate.
Turns out some of the biggest waves in the world, vertical movements, exist in the stratosphere. We're going to go study those waves. Those waves change weather and they change climate. And we are going to study how do they do that.
Stratospheric winds may also influence commercial air traffic as airliners fly higher to reduce the fuel consumption. The air density at those altitudes is similar to the Martian atmosphere, so the Pearland project may also contribute to the design of aircraft that someday could fly through the skies of the Red Planet.